Everybody warm? Everybody friendly? So anybody remember what the year 2017 was? Last year. Here's the truth. It was from the study of the word of the number 17 and everything, it was completed victory. Now let's be honest. How many of you feel like there has been completed victory in your life in 2017? Some? Good. Because the truth is, the completed victory has always been there. It's just we view our victory through our circumstances. We don't view our victory through His eyes. I'm debating on what the Lord's doing right now. Sorry, in my little heart here. You know, Jesus taught the multitudes. He had to actually get in a boat and float out, and they didn't have microphones in, so I suppose there was a good little cove echo. I don't think he yelled. Then he fed the 5,000, and then he had the 70 who followed him until he offended them by saying they had to eat his flesh and drink his blood. And then he had the 12 disciples, and then he had the three of his closer friends, James, John, and Peter, that went to the Mount of Transfiguration. And then he kind of had a best friend, I guess, John, because it was John who he looked at and said to take care of my mom. But in those moments of time, those times where he was expounding to the multitudes, he parabled, told a lot of parables because they made sense, and that's what we do. And then as it got to a smaller group, it got more intimate. So that's why I'm debating what the Lord is saying today for me personally to serve you. Here's a good question, and this will probably help me. Is there areas in your life where you feel barren? Areas where you're just, you struggled and you've looked to the end and you couldn't find it and you just about were ready to give up? Just areas of dryness. Is that anybody in here today? Be honest. Raise them up high. I want to see it. Okay. So Jeremy, you can turn the computer off, my friend. Here's what I want you to know. I will tell you the year 2018, after doing a study on it, is the year of life. But here's what I know. In fact, I actually have written a little something I'll be posting on Facebook tonight for the new year. There are people, there are two types of people who are believers in Christianity. We have those who are in the process of being cocooned by God. And there are those in that are going to be in the process of being released. Now, here's what I want you to see very clearly. Those of you who raised your hands, and then those of you who didn't raise your hands because you didn't want everybody else to know your business. I'm not dumb. (clears throat) 2018 represents for you the release of life. Let me explain that. We've already sent out the mailer, you've got a little taste of this in the mailer that I wrote. The thing told the story of this man who found a cocoon, and this pupa was growing to become a butterfly, and it was struggling and couldn't hardly do anything, and it was to the point of exhaustion. You there? The point of exhaustion and just ready to give up. Well, this guy decided to help. So he took a pair of scissors and he snipped open the cocoon. And out came this shriveled wing fat mess. And of course, he sat there and expected this thing to, at some point in time, get up and fly off, but it never did. It just continued to crawl on the ground. We have a lot of believers who just continue to crawl on the ground. I'm not saying that as a negative at all. I'm just saying this group of people in here today, this intimate group, you're not the multitude. I wouldn't teach this to the multitude. This intimate group of believers that are in here today are at a wonderful point. And let me tell you this. 2017, completed victory. And look, 2017 isn't over. You still have the chance to view this as completed victory. See, because the problem is, if we would understand, we are in complete victory. We don't do life in a position to gain victory. We do life from victory. Christ already made our victory. He said to Tetelestai. He said it's finished. And it's from that position that we do life. So I'm not fighting for victory. I'm fighting from victory. Okay? Back to the cocoon. This man meant well, just like your friends and your neighbors mean well. But the problem was, what he didn't recognize is, there is a process in this thing called metamorphosis. And the process that God uses is, God uses the pushing and the thing to strengthen the wings so that when it finally breaks through, it can soar. And you have been whipped, those of you who raised your hands and those of you who were too proud to raise them. You have been whipped, and you have been whipped into believing that somehow God is against you and not for you. Nothing could be further from the truth. If it wasn't for the struggle of the butterfly, he would never have the strength to do what he's called to do. Then there's the other faction of people who, once they decide to believe in Jesus, and when I say believe in Jesus, you know what I'm saying, for those of you who've been here a while, most of you have, because again, you're here. When you choose to believe in Jesus and the work that he did on the cross to complete, totally complete salvation, sozo, your whole entire being, when you believe that, there is a process that God starts with, and it is a cocooning process. But that process is, he wraps his loving arms around you, and he holds you. And in the midst of those struggling times, I believe 2018 is going to be, for those of you a while ago, like I said, I think you're coming out of the cocoon. The problem is, everybody wants a pair of scissors, including ourselves. We want to help God in the process. He doesn't need your help. What he needs is your patience. And what he needs for you who are judging others, he needs you to shut up, put your typewriters away. Boy, you're going to see this, by the way, on Facebook. And love people. They don't need your opinion of how their life should be. They need you to love them, enduring love. And when you endure in loving someone, you get to see the process complete and happen. So I asked about barrenness as well, because what happens is there avenues in our life in this? Again, I'm still in 2017. I'm not in 2018 yet. You'll get 2018 next week. Because today is... And how many times do I tell y'all, do today well, when tomorrow becomes today, it will be 2018. But it ain't here yet. Once it gets here, then that's today, and we'll do that today well, and hopefully we'll put some back-to-back good days today. But here I am, I'm still in 2017, I'm still in completed victory, and for some of us, we don't feel that completed victory. But this is where we are. But the fun part for me is, it's all in preparation of 2018, and again, I will give you a little taste of that. 2018 is the year of life. And when I say life, I don't mean just breathing. Life. Life, life, life. But I'm not there yet. I'm still here in 2017. The barrenness that you sense and feel, when 2018 becomes 2018 over here, life will come. Part of that word life means green vegetation. Look, I'll be honest with you. There's areas in my life in 2017 that I feel as barren. Some of them are silly. The barrenness, the struggle, the I just want to give up on any kind of weight loss. I walk through it, and the cool thing is, I've lost some weight. It's not the point. The point is, it's the thing about food for me is, and you know the old saying, are you living to eat or eating to live? Just whatever. The whole point is, that's, and it's not an addiction with me. Here's the bottom line. I can send you to rehab for any addiction to get you to stop. but you can't stop eating. Do you hear me? And I know people, and I've heard it, man, throughout the year and even recently, the struggles with that. That is an area of barrenness. There's areas of barrenness. Here's what happens. You're barren in your finances, okay? Everybody's like, oh, God, do I get that? But here's what the enemy does. The enemy, first of all, the enemy convinces you to buy something really stupid you shouldn't have bought. And then once you buy it, he says right back to you in the same voice, and you aren't listening, why did you do that? Go, oh, yeah, buy it. Why did you do that? So therefore, we look at our barrenness and we say, well, we brought it, we've made our bed, we have to sleep in it. And I'm here to tell you right now, as I'm still in 2017, completed victory is there. Not from your fight. You know what? One of the greatest things, some of y'all know I do communion a lot privately in my office. And I was in one of those sessions this week, and it's so funny to me. I say funny because I've never thought of this as I'm praying. And you know, you take the bread, and the bread represents your healing, and the blood represents your sins are taken away, your redemption. And I'm on the bread part, and I've had communion a million times. And in Isaiah, you know, where it says, by his stripes you are healed. And I was staying with that. By your stripes, you are healed. You are healed. And I am healed. But I, you know, what happens is, well, I'm healed, yeah, but I did stupid. You know, man, I've got, I think I've got lung cancer, and I smoked for 20 years, so it's my, stop it. Watch this. As I'm praying there, I just heard the Lord speak very clearly to me. And when I say speak, please, I don't mean, hey, Steve. It's always, when the Lord speaks to anybody, in my opinion, it's some thought that comes to you that you ain't smart enough to come up with yourself. Is that fair? So it's no ticker tape parade. It's, you know what I'm saying? So here's what I heard. Because I was forcing myself with this, by your stripes I'm healed, by your stripes. And man, the Lord just very gently said, exactly, not your stripes. Think that through, folks. Because there's always something in us that feels like we did something wrong, so God can't do something right. God did everything right once and for all, and his name was Jesus. And every bit of that was taken care of on the cross. So the Lord, when that happened to me, man, here's what you do. You think, yeah, well, you know, I've been feeling sick. Well, you shouldn't have ate those Twinkies that Angela... I'm exposing Angela. I get Twinkies. She's a terrible liar, Ken, so I don't know, you can tell when she lies. Why are y'all sitting separate? Are you just rebelling and don't want to sit on this side? Okay, I get it. You can always tell, because I go into the office and I like Twinkies, I really do. And there's two Twinkies in my box, and I pull them out of my box, and I'm like, you put these in my box, didn't you? No. I'm like, God, Angela, you can't lie. Sad thing is I did eat them, though, see, because, so I ate those Twinkies. And so God can't heal me of this Twinkie disease that I have because of my own stripes. We try to whip ourselves into a frenzy trying to make God do something, and the truth is, by his stripes, we are healed. There's your word, Cindy, and I didn't even plan it, and it's not even out of the Bible. But listen to me, man. And listen very clearly to Steve Van Zandt. I love you so much. Therein lies the truth. God so over the top loves not just you, but your husband. And I proclaim to you that he will live and not die. Amen. I speak over him and over you saying, God will prevail, even if he doesn't see it or not. How many times in the Word did God do whatever he wanted to do in spite of whoever it was? Good Lord, folks. If it wasn't for Nebuchadnezzar, we wouldn't have Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The negatives in life, I'm telling you right now, it's by his stripes, not yours. So quit being the whipping post to yourself. I think that's even more brutal than when we let others become whipping posts, because when we let others become whipping posts, sometimes we wake up to it and we can stop it, but we don't stop our own. Areas of barrenness. Finances. Well, I've made some stupid financial decisions, therefore God cannot really. By His stripes, I'm healed, I'm whole, I'm complete. Barrenness. It could even be as simple as barrenness. What I mean is like inability to become pregnant. We had a friend in Oklahoma that they couldn't have babies, and the Lord just basically spoke over and said, it's going to happen. And they had three children. Now, they might be mad at us for praying for them, but no, their kids are actually pretty good kids. What am I saying? I'm saying that Jesus cares more for where you are in Him, and in understanding 2017 is completed victory, whether you sense or feel that there's victory at all. Because again, it's not your victory, it's His victory. And then He is proclaiming that when tomorrow gets here, which is 2018, that it is the year of life. Life, the word chai, actually it's chai. Y'all call it chai tea, but to pronounce it correctly in Hebrew, it's chai. It's the number 18. I'll go into detail with that next week maybe. Life. It's not just breath. It's life. It's not. It's a live life. It's that, you know, they call it the terrible twos. That's not terrible twos. That's life. Really. I think God did get it backwards. I really kind of wish I had that energy now when I could use it, as opposed to then when it was just like using it to use it, you know. It's like, come on, man. We need to package that somehow, you know, put it in the car, and like, the squirrel in the cage or something. Good night. That's life. Life in all areas. Life in all avenues. Life, green. Green, that's part of it. Green vegetation. What does that mean? That means the areas where you have been barren, though you feel it that it's been barrenness and it's even gotten worse and stinkier. Is that fair to say? That's the fertilizer, ladies and gentlemen, that's been put on the barren land. But see, the rain is coming in 2018. And it's the rain of the Holy Spirit. It's the rain that will create vegetation and growth and green and life, life, life. In all those areas in our life, and as in simple areas, as simple as my Twinkies, I firmly believe as I believe. How about that? I believe as I believed. You get it? Because, you know, we say, I believe, but we don't believe. But I believe as I believe, as I begin to believe, that the next time the devil uses Angela with these Twinkies, that I can just say no and give them to Tommy and let him eat them. No, okay, well, there you go. Russell says, I like them. I don't know why I like Twinkies. Did you know? You can have a Twinkie. If you set a Twinkie for 10 years, it never shrivels or nothing. It just stays the same. It's pretty scary. It's like they did a McDonald's hamburger next to a regular hamburger, and the regular hamburger all shriveled up and died. The McDonald's just stayed the same. It's like, what am I eating here? Cardboard. My wife's looking at me. I'll keep going. I want to do something different. I want y'all to stand with me. And I want to listen for a second, just for a second. Some of us have so struggled with the organization of church, this whole relational thing is maybe a little different for us. There's some of us, I believe, that are in here today that feel like 2018 is going to be so bad that we're not even going to make it through 2018. That death is on our doorstep. Death has been on our doorsteps for 2017, so because 2018 is still a whole full year, we won't even make it out of it. I proclaim to you once again the year of life in those areas. There's some of us that feel like, man, this is going to be the year of my divorce. This is going to be the year of my failure. Stop right here. We're not even there yet. We're in 2017. We have completed victory. Once you recognize completed victory, then and only then, in all honesty, can we grow into what God has for us. Those that have been cocooned for 2017 and you are just worn out, be encouraged. You are soon to fly free because of the strength that is now in your wings. You have an understanding in Christ that you haven't had before. I can't tell you the people throughout 2017 that came up to me almost yelling, "I get it, I get it." And what they're saying is, "I understand that Jesus did everything and it's not about me. I understand that as far as the east is from the west, my sins are gone. I understand that I'm a piece of junk, but He's awesome. I understand that I'm declared righteous in Him, not because of my own righteousness." I'm starting to get it, I get it, I get it. And when you get it, there's this freedom that happens. And when you have freedom, it's the only time that you can fly. 2018 is going to be good, but it's not here yet. So I want to spend this 2017, last day of 2017, I want to pray a simple prayer . Father, these people that are here this morning came here on purpose. It wasn't because they were forced. It wasn't because they were dragged here. It's because they decided to fight the weather and come to a place where they found life. And I thank you so much that this year that's coming, though it might look like death to everyone else in the world, those of us who believe, it will be life and it will be abundant life and it will be full life and it will be green life and it will be flowing life and it will be loving life and it will be life, life, life. Let us be the terrible two kids. Father, that's what we believe and understand. But today, for those who have doubted the complete victory, it's because they've been so wrapped in the cocoon of who you are. And they've struggled so hard to get out. I pray completed victory in them, and so that that cocoon can burst open. And the strength that you provided through their own struggles can cause them to fly. And Father, for those that are in here today that maybe haven't even started that cocooning process because they don't believe you can love them like that, God, I don't want anybody to hold me close if I don't think they like me. Father, I think there's people that in here today maybe think you just don't like them. But Lord, I just pray that you show them that scandalous love that you have for them. That it was your choice, not ours, to come and die on a cross. That it was your choice to be sinless and me full of sin and take on my full of sin so that I could be viewed sinless. It was you. It was you. It was you. You completed the victory. You said to Telestai, "It is finished." You said, "It is over. It's done." You're now sitting at the right hand of God the Father. We're now sitting in your lap. Everything that's below us is beneath our feet. Every enemy, every whatever is below our feet, God. Help us to begin to honestly believe. Help us to see that. And God, for those who have had this crazy understanding that you're this great, big, ever humongous eyeball wanting to squash them like a bug and send them to hell, help us to see that your word says clearly how deeply you loved us. Help us to see that you said, I picked you. You didn't pick me. Help us to see the precious, how precious we are in your sight. Help us to see that because you adopted us, that means you did choose us. And Father, when we do, maybe we'll feel safe enough to come a little closer to you. And so that God, when we do come closer to you, you can wrap those loving arms around us. And we can melt in the understanding that your love is forever. that your mercy's forever, that your grace is so wonderful, and that we will become everything you've wanted us to become, not because of who we are, but because of who you are. So, Father, I just pray today that you'll allow us to receive that. And as this 2017 turns into 2018, when tomorrow becomes today, I pray you throw and incense that crazy life that you've proclaimed and promised to us for those who believe. God, help us set aside our understanding of what the world is and help us to see and understand who you are, God. And let those areas that have been so barren in our lives become green in life. Whether that's in our own struggles with our weight or our barrenness in our finances or our barrenness at our job or our barrenness in our relationships, whatever it might be, God. Help us to see and know that it's because of you and your proclamation of life over us that we do move forward. In him we do live, in him we do breathe. In him we do have our being. Father, I thank you for this faithful people to you and to life. And God, I pray that vision and purpose will come out, Lord, in your name. You know, the butterfly's nature didn't just change by the cocooning process. His purpose was revealed in that. And God's releasing some of us into purpose this year because we felt like we had no purpose. We've been sore, worn out with doing life and getting hammered by it. Here we are today saying, it is completed victory because it's not my victory, it's yours. So when we see it's not my victory, but it's yours, then purpose can rise up because we recognize that he's released us into this growth process where our wings are strong enough to accomplish what he has desired for us. I'll teach on that probably in depth too in a couple weeks. Here's my wife. She's on her way.
I want to share a scripture with you that we had studied in Sunday school this morning, and it talks about the complete work of Jesus Christ. Now, what I'm going to ask you to do is those of you who need a physical healing, I want you to come to this front pew here. Those of you who are in need of an emotional, there's something emotional going on in your life and you just can't get your footing in faith, I want you to come and sit on this pew. And I'm going to explain something to you. The Word says in 1 Corinthians 15, 57 and 58, it says that there, with a single victorious stroke of life, sin, guilt, and death are gone, and the gift of our Master Jesus Christ, thank God, with all this going for us, my dear, dear friends, stand your ground and don't hold back. Throw yourselves into the work of the Master, confident that nothing you do for him is a waste of time or effort. Are you tired of wasted time and wasted effort? Whatever you're doing for God, if you're saying, Lord, I'm doing this for you, it's going to count. But I want you to understand that Jesus had to die emotionally. He had to put to death his emotions before he could die physically. He had to say, not my will, but yours. So he gave us this example so that the power to let go, there's such power in letting go of betrayal, letting go of fear, letting go of the thoughts of what's going to overtake you, hatred. The emotion has to go so that it has no power over life. And that's why we need confidence. And do you know how we wait on the Lord? Sunday school class? Like a waiter or a waitress. You keep serving. Because the trap of the enemy is to tell you that you need to stop serving and preserve your energy. Our energy comes from working for the Lord and serving Him and leading others to Him. So we're going to take time right now, and we're just going to go through and we're going to pray. And those of you who believe what I'm saying, those of you who know what it's like, I want you to come and join me, because it's the prayer of faith that's going to set people free. And I'm going to tell you something else. There's some traps that are being set for us. There are traps that are being set for us so that we feel like we entangled ourselves now in confidence of what God can do in condemnation. But get set free now in confidence of what God can do and take that off you. Have you ever just found yourself wanting for somebody to find you out and call you out so you can get over it? The Holy Spirit is calling you out today. Be set free today. Join with me. We're going to pray right now for these here.